This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
I'm here with Carolyn Roskell, the programme lead for the MSc in Advancing Practice at the University of Birmingham. Carolyn, could you tell us a little bit about the programme?
Yes, the MSc Advancing Practice programme has been running here at Birmingham for quite a long time now. I think we've been running it about 5 or 6 years. And over those years, we've gained lots of experience working with a range of different students coming from a wide range of professional backgrounds. It's been really great to work with individuals coming from the UK and from overseas. We've also increasingly had experience of students coming on part-time and full-time programmes, and also students coming from a wide range of professional backgrounds. So the keynote of this programme really is that it helps to meet the needs of a wide range of people. It's really flexible, and we really work with students to enable them to get the best out of the experience that suits their own personal needs.
It's a very flexible programme and seems to offer a great deal in terms of developing personal potential. Could you talk about how these features work?
We only have 3 core modules, and the remainder of the talk component comprises of option modules. So students can choose 3 option modules from a wide range that are available within the college, and even can study modules from other universities or other institutions which it's possible to APEL into the programme framework. This enables students then to tailor a programme to meet their own particular needs. Another feature of the programme is that the programme is designed to enable individuals to develop their capability with respect to their own workplace. So the programme's core modules are designed to enable them to develop skills relevant to contemporary practice, which are then consolidated in a final module which is based in a clinical or professional location. And that particular clinical placement module will enable individuals to develop not only their own personal needs, but also to contribute to developing the service locally in that particular placement. Another thing about Birmingham that is quite unusual is that the philosophy underpinning our programmes is very much about trying to help individuals maximise their own personal potential, enabling them to grow and develop in a way that enables them to do a better job in their own workplace. So our programmes have really helped some individuals be able to advance their career development, and also has led to quite significant service changes taking place in some of the locations where students work. And this has been really gratifying, because it's not only the students that have benefited from coming on the programme, but their organisations and ultimately patient care has benefited from studying on this programme.
Could you tell me why students should study this programme at Birmingham?
Well, we're very lucky at Birmingham because we now have quite a nice mix of programmes available within the unit of nursing and physiotherapy and also in the wider college, which allows students to come into contact with students studying a wide variety of different programmes. So say, for example, in nursing and physiotherapy, we have the MSc Advanced Manipulative Physiotherapy programme, which shares some of the core modules with the students, as do students studying the MSc Health Studies programme. And this allows students from a wide variety of backgrounds to come together to study a similar topic area within the framework of their programme. We're very lucky that the students have opportunity to access, as part of their option modules, some of the modules that are offered within the wider college. This enables a lot of clinical specialities to be offered, and these modules are all taught by real experts in the field who are very active researchers and bring great expertise to the learning experience for the students.
And what range of backgrounds do students come from?
The programme has been accessed by students coming from a wide range of professional groups, and we've been really privileged to have a nice mix of students coming from allied health professional groups and nursing groups. For example, we've had individuals with a health visitor background, mental health nursing, a dietitian, physiotherapist, occupational therapist, radiotherapist, just to name a few. And the mix between the students has been really lovely to see that in actual fact a lot of these individuals, despite their diverse clinical backgrounds, actually share a lot in common and are working towards a common goal in terms of trying to improve their own personal practice. We've also been lucky enough to in more recent times have a lot of international students come onto the programme, and that's also helped with the diversity of the learning experience, and students have actually formed a lot of very useful peer support networks where they've all been able to work together and learn from each other in a nice supportive atmosphere.
What support do you offer your students?
We do recognise that coming on a master's programme can be a scary experience, particularly for some individuals maybe that have been out of study for a period of time, or maybe for international students who are coming over to the UK and are finding their feet in a new environment. One thing we're particularly proud of at Birmingham is the way that we try to tailor the learning experience for all students here, so that we provide opportunities for lots of one-to-one sessions through personal tutoring and personal support. We're very happy to talk to students on an open door policy to enable them to be able to deal with any issues, be they academic or personal, or even if they're just dealing with adjustment of coming to the UK, so that we can enable them to find their feet, settle in quickly and be supported in working towards doing academic study at M level.
How will studying on this programme benefit students' future careers?
For example, we had one student who was a health visitor by background, and when she came on the programme for her final clinical placement module, she did a secondment to social services. And following the undertaking of the programme, completion of the programme, she now works in social services in an extended role and has actually worked towards developing new services for the provision of children within the local area. Another example is an occupational therapist working in mental health services, who for her clinical placement was involved in trying to bring about change within the multidisciplinary team. It was recognised that patients who were staying as inpatients were not having sufficient activity during their day, and so as part of her secondment, she was involved in trying to bring about a change in the timetable and pattern of activities that patients had in their day. As a result of her work and of her teaching and support for the staff within the multidisciplinary team, the service has now been transformed, and the Trust has been so impressed at the change in service and the change in culture that's been achieved there that they've rolled this out in a wider forum. Another example is a local occupational therapist who, following completion of the programme, has now secured a post at the Strategic Health Authority, leading on the development of burn services across the region. This is a highly prestigious post, and the student firmly believed that doing her master's helped her secure this post and was quite influential in helping her to develop the skills necessary to be able to carry out this important role.
If you would like more information about the MSc Advancing Practice Programme, including full details of all modules, application deadlines and how to apply, please visit our website at www.mds.beham.ac.uk/advancing practice or call 0121 414 3126 or email np-pgadmissions@contacts.beham.ac.uk.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.